What's News? I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. President Trump has repeated his assertion that Mexico will pay for the disputed border wall. But some trade experts are unconvinced. We'll talk with Vivian Salama of The Wall Street Journal in a moment. First, here are some headlines. A top White House official told The Wall Street Journal that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is in no danger of being fired, reinforcing a message that aides have put out amid market anxiety that President Trump might fire the central bank chief. Kevin Hassett, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, said in an interview with the Journal that Mr. Powell is secure in his job and that the president has no intention of firing him. Mr. Trump has made plain his unhappiness with the Fed's recent interest rate hikes, singling out Mr. Powell for blame. Mr. Trump has voiced concerns that the Fed's rate increases are reversing the stock market gains recorded through much of his tenure. The president has wondered aloud in recent days whether he could fire the Fed chief, though aides were not certain if he was serious. A Wall Street Journal investigation has found that more than 100 psychiatric hospitals have remained fully accredited by the nation's major hospital watchdog, despite serious safety violations that include lapses linked to the death, abuse, or sexual assault of patients. The Joint Commission, a nonprofit that evaluates most of the nation's hospitals, revoked or denied full accreditation to fewer than 1% of psychiatric hospitals it oversaw in fiscal 2014 and 2015, the latest date for which detailed federal data is available. State inspectors found that about 16% of those hospitals each year, or about 140 institutions total, operated with such severe safety violations they could put federal funding at risk. Blue Apron Holdings, the struggling meal kit pioneer, is betting its future on dieters. The food company has entered a partnership with WW Incorporated, formerly known as Weight Watchers International, giving it potential access to millions of customers interested in healthy eating. Blue Apron CEO Brad Dickerson said in an interview the arrangement will help his company stabilize its customer count without having to spend tens of millions of dollars on advertising and promotions that have hurt its bottom line. Still ahead, President Trump maintains that Mexico will pay for the southern border wall. President Trump's request for more than $5 billion to fund a wall along the border with Mexico has led to a dispute with Democrats over spending, triggering the current government shutdown. But Mr. Trump has asserted that costs for the wall will ultimately not be borne by U.S. taxpayers, but by Mexico. So how would this work, especially in light of the fact that Mexico has said it won't pay a penny for the wall? Joining us via Skype from Washington is Wall Street Journal White House reporter Vivian Salama. Vivian, as mentioned, the government is partially shut down over a dispute regarding border wall funding. I would assume spending on the wall would be borne by U.S. consumers, but is President Trump sticking to his conviction that Mexico will pay for the wall?
Not only is he and the White House generally sticking to that conviction, but they're really pushing back on the notion that this will ultimately burden any taxpayer, saying that instead of Mexico paying for the wall in the traditional way, which, you know, the president has lobbied since his campaign to have Mexico just flat out fork over the money for the wall, instead, now since Mexico is refusing to do so, he's saying, well, we're getting it in a different way. We're using the USMCA agreement, the new trade deal that he recently struck with Mexico and Canada, the new NAFTA. And he says that savings and revenues from that deal are ultimately going to provide the money that's needed to pay for the wall. And so the White House is really pushing on this point, saying that it is coming through that circuit, that avenue, and that avenue alone, and taxpayers need not worry.
But aren't tariffs that were imposed on steel and aluminum still in effect?
Tariffs on steel and aluminum are still in effect. And of course, the USMCA also hasn't been ratified by Congress. And in a couple of days' time, we're going to have a new House in place. We're going to have a new Congress in place, but a Democratic majority in the House. And so ultimately, ratification is just one of the many challenges facing paying for this wall vis-a-vis the trade deal. And so we're still trying to figure out exactly not only if that's going to work, but if it's even going to be a done deal in a couple months' time.
And you've also talked to experts that, according to your report, have been scratching their heads as far as how to get Mexico to pony up.
Several. In fact, one of the people I spoke to was a former senior negotiator on the NAFTA teams, and he kind of cracked me up because he loved the question. He said, this is an intellectual exercise. He was really into it. And he sort of broke down every possible scenario. And he said, you know, ultimately, one of the things that if this deal goes into effect, if it's ratified, if it works as it says it's going to work, then it's going to create jobs. And jobs ultimately will create more salaries and then more taxation as a result of that. And so, sure, you could get more revenues from the USMCA agreement through taxes that you're getting through the creation of new jobs and whatnot. But ultimately, that's not going to be Mexico paying. That's going to be the American people paying, American companies paying, because they're the ones who are going to be taxed. You can't just take taxes from Mexico without the government agreeing to it. And so he went through all these scenarios, and ultimately he said, you know what? I just can't see it. I'm sorry. And so, you know, this is the challenge right now, is that the White House is kind of putting forth this explanation, but they haven't really broken down the economics of it. And so they're going out there and they're saying, don't worry, taxpayers, we got you covered with this deal, but they're not really explaining how. And so I sort of tried to take some of their comments and take it around to a number of people who really know this deal inside and out and say, where are they going to get this money from that's ultimately going to pay for the wall, as they say? And no one knew.
And you write that some of President Trump's supporters are trying to answer that question on their own by raising money online.
Sure. So there's now a GoFundMe site that has been created online that is basically trying to generate money through small donations for the cost of this wall. And they've done very well so far. I mean, at last check, they were inching toward their goal, which is $1 billion. I mean, they're still a ways off, but they've gotten quite a lot of money already. And hundreds of thousands of people have donated. So you can see that there is obviously some interest in the wall in this country. A lot of people do feel that it's necessary. However, skepticism for the government's ability to generate those funds, skepticism for the White House's ability to pull it off through these negotiations that have ultimately shut down the government, that's the problem. Even among some of Trump's supporters and even among some of the diehard wall supporters. And so there are all kinds of alternate modes of fundraising going on at the moment, including that GoFundMe site, which is the most significant that I've found.
Yeah, crowdfunding there. Other economists, according to your article, say the price tag for the wall is a moving target. For instance, Mr. Trump has mentioned steel slats would do the trick, I guess, in place of a big, beautiful, impenetrable wall. Of course, that would be affected by tariffs since steel products are being hit by tariffs.
So in the last couple of weeks, President Trump has modified his original concrete wall demand, and he says we just need a barrier or something there. And steel slats have been the appealing solution in his mind. He's even tweeted out a graphic of what the steel slats would look like, including kind of spiky tops so that anyone who's trying to climb over it, for example, would not be successful in doing so. And he's really pushed this idea. But the problem is that President Trump has imposed steel and aluminum tariffs on countries around the world. And that's really impacted the price of steel. And even though there are talks right now as part of ratifying the USMCA trade agreement with Canada and Mexico to perhaps drop steel and aluminum tariffs from Canada and Mexico, possibly with some quotas or something, you still have countries all over the world that where the steel tariffs are still going to remain in effect. And so what happens, and the economists I talked to verified this, is, you know, of course, importing foreign steel has become more expensive because of these steel and aluminum tariffs. But you also have domestic steel and aluminum prices that are impacted because ultimately they don't have that competition that's maintaining lower prices. And so domestic steel and aluminum is also going up. So either way, whether you get it from foreign sources or domestic sources, it looks like the price tag is already going up. And so everybody's sort of shrugging their shoulders saying, that's really not going to be a solution either. It's just going to make the problem worse. And so this is part of the challenge now of trying to really understand how they're going to pursue this massive infrastructure project on the southern border.
Wall Street Journal White House reporter Vivian Salama. Thanks a lot, Vivian.
My pleasure.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.